Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sis Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus come to set you free and bring you completely out of the bondage of the devil. Praise God. Give you joy in your soul, peace in your mind. Jesus come to put you on the right track. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost for your ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated the power of God. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. Praise God. We know the coronavirus has struck during the year of 2020. The jails and prisons are closed. Praise God. But those of you that listen to the broadcast can write our ministry. And Sister Velvet can read letters. Praise God. Of all of you. All of you can write our ministry. And Sister Velvet can read your letters. Praise the Lord. And we'll be ministering here on the radio like we always do till we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to do what God calls us to do. Praise God. Amen. We have this powerful message. We're talking about victory over the devil. We're going to continue it during the month of August. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. We're continuing throughout the month of August. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, Jesus come to give us power to walk over top of the devil, which is our enemy. Jesus wants us to have power to live in this world with victory over sin. Praise God. Amen. Have the devil where he belongs, that is under our feet. Glory to God. The devil has no right making a child of God commit sin. But the devil needs to be under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Now, amen. Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil. He whipped the devil at Calvary. There's power in that blood. The power of the blood of Jesus is more than just forgiveness of sins. So many Christians, all they know about the blood of Jesus is to forgive them of their sins. But Jesus' blood is more powerful than just forgiveness. But there's power in that blood to go down in your heart and root out that indwelling sin that causes you to commit sin. That indwelling sin we inherited from the fall of Adam. Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of you, so that you can be able to live in this world with victory over the devil. Victory over sin. Praise God. Amen. Jesus gave his life for that reason. Amen. Jesus' blood will root out that indwelling sin. Place in us a brand new nature. That's what he done me. He sanctified me. He root out
that indwelling sin and place in me a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, so I can live in this world with victory and power over the devil. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Jesus moves in, and the devil is cast out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And Jesus said, St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. That's the power of the blood of Jesus. Praise God. People, we need to get that power in our soul. Get that blood in our soul so we can be witnesses for Christ in this sinful world. Let people know that you can live in this world and don't have to be a slave to the devil. Praise God. I graduated from Romans the 7th chapter when Paul said, when I wanted to do good, evil were present. He wanted to do good, but evil were present. That's because he was a sinner and he needed to be saved. Amen. But Paul got saved. Oh, yes, he did. He got sanctified. Therefore, he testified in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I graduated from the 7th chapter of Romans, and I moved on to Romans 8:1. I can be a witness like Paul, praise God, because I got sanctified. Hallelujah, glory to God. You get sanctified through the blood, you will graduate from Romans the 7th chapter. So many Christians are just hung up on Romans the 7th chapter. You got preachers hung up on Romans the 7th chapter, thinking that they can be saved living like Romans the 7th chapter. But you cannot go to heaven living like Romans the 7th chapter. But you need a Savior. Saul of Tarsus, he needed a Savior. Amen. Paul testified he needed a Savior. That's why he said in the 7th chapter of Romans, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from the body of this death? He thanked God for Jesus. You need a Savior. That is Jesus Christ, that can deliver you. Amen. From the bondage of sin. Praise God. And write your name on heaven's roll. Give you a seat in the kingdom. Glory to God. So you can be saved for real. Praise God. Because you got to be real over here. You can't go to heaven false pretending. Glory to God. But you need to be saved. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Sanctified. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. It's more to being a Christian than just saying the sinner's prayer. Being baptized in water, confessing Christ, is more to it. You got to go back to the altar. Pray until you get sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you plan on making heaven your home. Praise God. Amen. Because Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man come to the Father but by me. Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to be boned again. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm glad I got that new birth in my soul.
All right.
Amen. So, Velvet, you got a song you want to sing here on the broadcast. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. He is so good and he is so wonderful. Enjoying whatever home is saying. What he is saying is so true. That we have Jesus Christ and he is our hope. And the Lord gave me this song I wrote back in the month of July. The Lord, it was something was happening. And the Lord was saying, you know, there is hope. It's a psalm that I'm going to sing to you. Listen to the words. The words are encouraged to your heart. There is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. There is hope. Hold on to it. No matter what you're going through, there is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. hold on to it and hang on in there, because you are God's greatest creation and you were made in His image. And He loves you. His love and mercy is so great toward you. So there is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. Hold on to it and hang on in there. He said, blessed is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom. Their kingdom is Jesus Christ. He came to this earth and He suffered great agony for you and I. He suffered great agony for you and I, so we can be free. So there is hope, there is hope. Don't ever let it go. Hold on to it and then hang on in there. No matter what you're going through, He will be right there, cause there is hope. He said, blessed are they that mourn, and they shall be comforted. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Because there is hope, there is hope. Don't ever let it go. Hold on to it and hang on in there. Hang on in there. He will give you peace. His peace passes all understanding. It will guard your heart. It will guard your mind. And He will give you peace. So He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. There is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Because there is hope. No matter what you're going through, there is hope. Hold on to it. Don't ever let it go. Don't ever let it go. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that wonderful song.
Hallelujah.
Of praise coming from Missionary Velvet.
Hallelujah.
Talking about there is hope. Encouraging. Letting you know,
yes,
there is hope.
Hallelujah.
Jesus come to bring sunshine. To give you hope. Let you know you can live. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus come to make your life brand new. Praise the Lord. Put you on the right road.
Man.
Leave that problems, that sin, that sickness behind. Live a brand new life, doing a brand new thing. Praise God. Jesus will make your life brand new. Romans 8 chapter, beginning at verse number 7. What did the Bible say?
Because the carnal mind is enemy against God.
The carnal mind is enemy against God.
But it is not subject to the law of God.
It's not subject to the law of God.
Neither indeed can be.
Neither indeed can be.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
You cannot please God living in the flesh. So many times you got people, all the time they into is the flesh. Talking about the sins of the flesh. Talking about worldly things. You cannot please God living in the flesh. Praise God. But you got to be spiritual. Jesus come to make us spiritual. He come to crucify the flesh in us. So that we can put our focus on Jesus. To be more like Jesus. We sing the song, to be like Jesus. How I long to be like Him. So meek and lowly. So humble and holy. Jesus come to fix us so we can be like Him.
Amen.
To live like Him. To walk in the Word of God.
every day. He sang the song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go." The Lord wants 24-hour saints of God. Not just Sunday morning. Not just prayer meeting Christians. But 24 hours. Live right everywhere you go. Let people know I'm not ashamed to let people know I'm a child of God. Amen. I don't joke like the world. I don't talk profanity like the world. I don't be drinking booze like the world, smoking like the world. Praise God. But Jesus made a change in my life. Glory to God. Don't commit fornication and adultery like the world. Be a child molester like the world. But Jesus made the change. God wants real Christians out here. Not false pretenders. Glory to God. But real Christians. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What it says in Velvet?
The name for it, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man...
Now listen. Paul saying this. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if you got the Holy Ghost. I'm putting in my words. Amen. So you cannot have the spirit of God and be in the flesh. You can't do it. Now, these people that's in the sins of the flesh, they need to go back to the altar. Repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Get sanctified. Pray and ask the Lord to breathe in your soul and sanctify you wholly so you can crucify that flesh and nail it to the cross. Praise God. And receive the real Holy Ghost, that fell on the day of Pentecost, that will preserve you and keep you until Jesus come and take you home. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost, to preserve you and keep you so that the devil can't contaminate you with no sin, but you'll be preserved and kept by the power of God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to clean you up, and the Holy Ghost come to seal you up, and you'll be sealed until the day of redemption, until Jesus come and take you home. Praise God. I know some people say, well, you got a right to choose. But when you get the Spirit of God in you, you got a desire to do what is right. Praise God. I'm telling you. Because the Spirit of truth comes. And as the Bible declares in St. John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, it shall guide you into all truth. I'm telling you. You ain't got no time for the devil and none of his work. Because you're guided by the real Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost ain't going to guide nobody into no sin. But the Holy Ghost going to guide you into the truth, which is the light, walking in Jesus, in the love of God. Praise God. I'm telling you, people need love. You hear me? And you get the Spirit of God, you got love. What that Bible says in Velvet?
It said, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Let you know, amen, you don't have the real Holy Ghost, then you're not part of God's family. If you're not sanctified through the blood, you're not part of God's family. Praise God. Amen. There's a lot of people pretending they got it, but you got to have it for real. You get to have it for real, you'll be able to live right. You'll be able to do right and shout by the power, dance by the power. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What it says, Seville?
He said, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Let you know, when Jesus come in, the body is dead because of sin. That means the world don't excite you no more. Because you got Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're enjoying Jesus. So the world don't excite you no more. You want to be more like the saints of God. Be more like Jesus. Praise God. Don't you know if everybody had Jesus, it'd be a wonderful world? Don't you know if people had love, there'd be a wonderful world? Praise God. It wouldn't be no violence, no crime, no homicides. It wouldn't be no stealing, nobody sexually assault. It wouldn't be none of that. Marriages would be able to last for a lifetime. Wouldn't be no divorcing and remarrying. Praise God. It wouldn't be none of that. Glory to God. No homosexuality. No lesbianism. No transgender. Would be none of that if people had love and love like God said. Obey his word. Praise God. And do what is right in the eyes of God. No stealing. No robbing. Praise God. Nobody cheating people. Praise God. It would be none of that. But it'd be love because people have the real Holy Ghost. Praise God. Let's hear a song from Jackie Shannon called People Need Love. You hear me? Love of God. Be saved. Be sanctified. Be Holy Ghost filled. Be fire baptized. Get that love in your heart where you love one another. Praise God. Let's hear our song called Folk Need Love. Glory to God. Amen.
That there's just too little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. Oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now. Just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Is love. When you love like the Bible said, get the Spirit of God in you, like the Word of God said, you will live like Jesus. It wouldn't be no racism, but everybody will love one another regardless of the color of their skin. Because in heaven, it'd be all nationality of people, all races of people in heaven. Praise God. When you get Christ in you, get saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You love everybody. Love people. Glory to God. Amen. The devil brings division. He's the one to bring hatred. He's the one to bring race relations, race problems. That's Satan. Praise God. And the devil is a red dragon. Glory to God. But when Jesus comes in you, he saved people. He'll save you regardless of the color of your skin. Whether you're an Eskimo, whether you're from India, whether you're a Caucasian,
whether you're from Africa, it don't matter. The Lord will save you. He will change your life. He will deliver you from your sin and make you a child of God so you can love one another and treat people right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm talking about victory over the devil. Have power over sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to continue the message on next week. Praise God. But we're going to, amen, be on a fire high preaching this word. Glory to God. Those of you that are listening to our broadcast on the internet, just enjoy the messages. Praise God. On our Heaven Bound Train website. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Glory to God. Victory over the devil. Lord, look on up here with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. I want you to blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, immunize the saints of God from the Canary virus in the name of Jesus. Lord, the world is looking for scientists to make a vaccine. But Lord, you got the vaccine. So Lord, immunize the saints of God from the Canary virus. And make them well. Keep their bodies protected from the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Lord, glory to God. Deliver and set them free. In the jails, touch them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, hallelujah. I mean, the song I was singing earlier, there is hope, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, there is hope, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is that hope for all of us, hallelujah. That we don't have to be bound, hallelujah. So you believe that prayer out of home, that prayer, hallelujah. The Lord has delivered you, hallelujah. He's given you freedom, hallelujah. So keep on thinking and keep on praising him and hold on and don't let it go, hallelujah. That's built upon it, hallelujah. So you can go way back and deeper in God. So you can be able to stand no matter what come or go. Though behind prison bars, there are homes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. There is hope for you. And you are not by yourself. Jesus is your best friend. All you have to do is just call on the name of Jesus. Because there is power in his name. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. You also can call for prayer and canceling because God has no respect of person. He has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I challenge you, hallelujah, to give him a chance. And you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Savannah and I do ministry. As soon as we get a green light, we'll be back into the jails and prisons doing what God called us to do. Those of you in the free world, come to our website and be blessed. Amen. With this powerful website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, now my beautiful companion, Savannah, saying that if Jesus had come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send certain gifts of support, which are tax deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound.